Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
As the psychiatrist who first diagnosed seasonal affective disorder and a veteran researcher at the National Institute of Mental Health, Dr. Norman Rosenthal is all too familiar with the ways that adversity can shape a person's life. In his New York Times bestseller, Transcendence, Dr. Rosenthal explored a method being used by many, from war veterans to children, to cope with adversity. Now in The Gift of Adversity, The Unexpected Benefits of Life's Difficulties, Setbacks, and Imperfections, he tackles the topic of adversity head-on, drawing on his own unique upbringing in South Africa, as well as on case studies to look at the gift of adversity. And it's a pleasure to welcome Dr. Norman Rosenthal to the program. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Great to be here. Thank you.
We talked in the introduction about your work and dealing with this issue of adversity. How do you define it? Let us begin there.
Very simply, it means when bad things happen to you. That could be a disappointment, a setback, a difficulty, or accepting an imperfection.
And when you look at confronting adversity, does that confrontation have to take place immediately?
No. In fact, oftentimes if people rush off impulsively, they are not going to do the best job. Like, let's, for example, take the case of losing a loved one. That's an adversity. And it may require many, many adjustments to one's life. Some, of course, have to be done very quickly, like a funeral. But others can be postponed, like, should I sell my house? Should I move to where my children are? Various other things. So I would say that one key to successfully handling adversity is analyzing the situation. Calming yourself down if you have the luxury of time. Some adversities you don't. I document a couple of cases, one in which I was physically attacked in Johannesburg, South Africa, and stabbed. Another one where my mother actually was attacked as an old woman lying in bed. And in both cases, we had to respond with lightning speed in order to extricate ourselves from that situation, which we did. But in many cases, thank heavens, most cases, we have time and the luxury of time, so we should use it.
I found it fascinating in reading the book about our quest for perfection. We always, and you talk about how the media feeds into this, but we look at perfection as the ideal. We want the perfect marriage. We want the perfect vacation. We want the perfect child. And whatever that definition of perfect is almost always unattainable. So you talk about how adversity can ultimately make us stronger, make us better, because we are ready for some sort of imperfection.
Yes, I think that's right. And it's not only adversity itself, but it's accepting the adversity and, I would argue, sharing the adversity. I've made a very deliberate choice in this book to share a number of adversities that occurred to me that are not widely known. And it's almost an attempt to lead by example, to say, look, I had a bunch of bad things happen. We all do. There's nothing unusual. It's not like my life has been particularly bad in any way. It's been a mixed picture, some wonderful things and some not so wonderful things, you know, like most everybody else. But I think particularly in this country, there is this pressure to come across as perfect. And I think it comes across in caricature in that form Christmas letter that we don't seem to get so many of anymore now since email is out. But you know the letter that comes that says that, you know, my son is at Harvard, my daughter is at Swarthmore, I've now got this new increased estate where the Labradors can have more room to run around. And the truth may be, you know, that mom's just out of rehab, dad might be hanging on to his business by his fingernails, the house is heavily mortgaged, but there's this pressure to try and look like you're just perfect, and it's unnecessary.
You talk in the book by telling these stories and that the lessons that you have learned throughout your life, that ultimately these moments of adversity have made you more resilient and ultimately kinder and wiser. And we can even go as far as to say, as you say in the book, as a better person.
Yes, I would definitely say so. You know, for example, as a psychiatrist, I'm dealing with people who have suffered pain and are in pain. And how could I do that if I were a stranger to how that felt, you know? I know a little bit about pain, and so that makes me a better empathizer. So I think, and so let's sort of draw on those experiences in ourselves, realize that they make us a better person, reach out to others, because that lessens the adversity. You know, one big deal that I make throughout the book is the value of friends, the value of family, and even strangers. You know that poignant comment of Blanche DuBois, who always depended on the kindness of strangers, and we kind of smile and we think it's kind of pathetic, but the fact is, that at one time or another in our lives, we may all actually be dependent on the kindness of a stranger.
As I mentioned in the introduction, you are well known for being the first to diagnose and develop a treatment for seasonal affective disorder. And that really fits into this work, correct? I mean, that disorder is certainly an effect of adversity.
Yes, it is. And in fact, the only reason that I was able to discover that is by coming up to the north from South Africa, where I had never experienced it before, and feeling that pain and difficulty of the dark days myself for the first time. And that led me to actually describe the condition and develop it and be able to help a lot of people with that technology.
When you think about what we know about seasonal affective disorder now, and our knowledge has grown immensely, do you think we'll get better at realizing what causes it and ultimately get better over time in dealing with adversity?
Yes, I do. I think, you know, gradually we're unraveling the human genome, and certainly it's going to turn out that people have got variations in genes that affect how we process light and dark, and it will all become revealed in time. The good news is we don't have to wait, because there are so very many things we can do. And in fact, in a different book, Winter Blues, which I recently revised, I lay out everything people can do, and it's really substantial to overcome the winter blues or seasonal affective disorder. And in a very similar way, in The Gift of Adversity, I set out some general rules for how people can deal with adversity, how they can overcome the life difficulties that assail us all, really.
One of the methods that you write about in the book that I think is a great idea is turning the predicament into a story. That by that storytelling, by putting it into a narrative, that helps you process it.
Yes, it does. And you know, that chapter, I start with a little incident that happened with my grandson. We had gone to the fire station, and the fireman had let him climb into the fire engine. And he was honking and playing with all the knobs and things. And of course, it became time. He was in his element. It came time for us to leave, and he didn't want to leave. And we said, well, we do have to. He said, okay, tell me a story about it. So he relinquished the machine, and we told him about the story, how we went to the fire station, how he climbed into the truck, etc., etc., etc. But it's a little simple example of how a story helped a little boy organize that little part of his world and relinquish the machine. It became a sort of transitional thing that allowed him to leave it behind. And I think in a very analogous way, we're all struggling with things that it's hard for us to leave behind. And if we can tell a story to ourselves. Write it down. There's so much data on writing that is so valuable, and I actually include a writing exercise in the book. We can tell a story. If we can write it down, that will help us to organize it in such a way that we're able to let things go, just like the little boy did.
The name of the book is The Gift of Adversity, The Unexpected Benefits of Life's Difficulties, Setbacks, and Imperfections. The book is published by Tarcher Penguin. Dr. Norman Rosenthal, thank you very much for spending time with us. I appreciate it.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Bye.
Again, the title of the book is The Gift of Adversity. It is published by Penguin. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.